You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com. Join the community, get involved, and share the wisdom. The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 079-200-4758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. Soul Searching with Amanda Hart.
Hi, and welcome to the Soul Searching Show. I'm Amanda Hart, and today we're going to be dedicating the whole show to an incredible woman who's gone through a huge transformation in her life. Her name is Dr. Susan Anthony. She's been awarded an honorary doctorate in divinity by one of the leading USA schools of divinity, and rightly so. She's been initiated into some of the greatest grandmaster lineages on earth, and she's also an initiate on the shamanic path and has studied most of the energetic healing modalities of the world. She's a teacher, a healer of souls, and a transformer of lives. Teaching on the spiritual circuit in the USA, Susie has worked with single groups in excess of 2,000 people, using leading-edge energy mastery principles and attunement techniques. Today, she regularly consults to pillars of society, heads of million-dollar corporations, commissioners of police, heads of government agencies, MPs and celebrities. It's a great pleasure to welcome her to the show. Right, hi Susie, and thank you for dedicating so much time to us today. Now, to give some of the listeners who don't know much about the huge amount of work you're involved in some insight into where your core work lies, can you perhaps explain about what you mean by your teachings are aimed to show people how to find the key to create the miracle of true heaven on earth for themselves?
Well, thanks. That's a tall order, and I'll do my best. Basically, my core work centers around an ancient hermetic map called the Seven Alchemical Levels that I've spent ages and finally managed to translate and decipher. This map takes us from bondage to freedom. In a nutshell, bondage is hell and freedom is heaven. This Maps to God material I've been teaching is like nothing else in terms of how it can assist us on our journey of awakening. It's been formulated from ancient Gnostic wisdoms revealed to high initiates and adepts reaching back over thousands and thousands of years, Amanda. And I've adapted this to fit the challenges of our modern technological age. My books, my sessions, workshops, retreats contain the keys to vast amounts of Gnosis. Gnosis means true spiritual wisdoms contained within this map. This truly dynamic map for enlightenment contains a real synthesis of spiritual and psychological teachings, too. It draws from an incredibly wide variety of traditions, a very broad spectrum, really, including the American Indians, the Essenes, the Western mystery tradition, Kabbalah, the Eastern path, the Toltecs, the shamanic path, as well as recently inspired psychological teachings such as the Celestine Prophecy, James Redfield, and last but not least, the teachings of my own form of energy mastery, a kind of super Reiki that I call MSREM. So to end in a nutshell, Reiki is the science of energy based on the language of symbols. It's related to a number of similar types of universal energy sciences from India and Tibet that I've researched, such as the science of mandalas and mantras. And basically, it's this huge alchemical pot of all types of teachings. It's this synthesis of teachings that makes my work truly powerful and really unique. It's a dynamic combination that ensures enlightenment.
Now, Susie, you say that Dharma is based upon the ancient wisdom teachings and that every one of us has a heroic mission when we incarnate on this planet. What does Dharma mean, and does that go for everyone born into this life?
It sure does, yeah. Dharma means life purpose. It's actually the Sanskrit word meaning life purpose. We can only really begin to know our true life purpose when we conquer ego, transcend shadow and dismantle all the different masks of persona. that's how we unplug from the matrix type world, the do, have, consume. This is what my work is really all about, showing people how to unplug from the matrix and wake up. And then we can begin to truly know what goals or what dharma it is that we wish to achieve over the course of our lives. Then I teach people how to practice an ancient spiritual principle called detached involvement. They learn to focus their will on these goals, their dharma. Whether these ideas are material, emotional, physical, spiritual in nature, it doesn't really matter as long as they serve the highest good. But what's essential is that we learn to dedicate our time actioning strategies to accomplish these aims, our dharma. Do this daily, and there we will find joy, abundance, really incredible well-being, bliss. We'll find ultimate bliss because from dharma comes inner peace, harmony, and real lasting contentment. And dharma is based upon the ancient wisdom teachings that every one of us, that means you, me, everyone in this room, truly does have a heroic mission when we incarnate here on this planet. We've all been granted a unique range of talents, gifts, and skills that will readily allow us to realize this life work. But of course, I have to concede, not everyone will be able to overcome all the glamours and the seductions of the material path, the path of ego, the path of comfort, profit, and greed. So these people won't wake up to their dharma.
Now, Susie, what is your dharma in this lifetime?
Well, that's an easy one. I sense that my dharma is to help others discover their dharma,
yeah,
to find their true life purpose, their life path, their reason for being, and to help them find their, and discover really their unique talents and gifts that bring bliss, find their passion.
Now you believe that most of us have hidden difficulties and unresolved problems in our lives, which, if left unresolved, will continue to enact a negative effect on our existence. Are we all set challenges, would you say, Susie, to push us in the right direction, or are some of us blindly going from one negative situation to the next?
Another great question. So here what we're really talking about is the universal law of attraction. Where we focus our attention, energy is magnified. I must say that about 1,000 times a day. And I also talk about life tends to give us what we expect. For example, this is the best way to explain what I mean. If we've experienced rejection or unrequited love over and over, our fear of rejection creates a strong emotional charge around being rejected and unloved. We further create a false belief, probably, that love equals pain, that we aren't worthy of love. We fear this. The fear grows, and then the power of this fear, denied, suppressed, or undealt with, unhealed, attracts to us exactly that which we most fear. Unrequited love, rejection, abandonment, betrayal, love equals pain. But actually, this is all happening because it's a benevolent universe and we have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and then some, to conquer such irrational fears and attract that which we most desire, in this case, love. So when we take off the blinkers, when we face our fears and work through them, we're no longer going through life blind, as you state, and we can learn to create from love instead of fear. And that's how we experience heaven on earth.
That's fantastic. Now, you say you teach people to master their own energy systems, which will then translate into excellence in every area of their lives. And this is why your services are in such great demand from characters like the heads of multi-billion dollar corporations, ex-chiefs of government agencies, members of parliament, police commissioners, neurosurgeons, and many other men and women of similar ilk. What would you say, Susie, is unique about the methods that you teach?
Well, let me reply to that with a story from ancient Egypt, the days of the Temple of Hathor, about an initiate who goes to the masters and says he's ready to initiate to the bliss, love, and ecstasy levels. And the priests and priestesses send him away to the underworld, saying he is not ready. Nevertheless, this person is very crafty, cunning and sly, and he keeps coming back in different disguises. But the priests and priestesses always recognize him, and each time they turn him away, directing him back to the underworld, the Matrix. Yet he refused to enter and learn the very lessons in the Matrix, in the underworld, which would have eventually earned him his heart's desire. And the point of this story is that we cannot bypass our own underworld, and that's the core part of my teachings, that we have to descend into the black holes of our own unconsciousness, the black pits, if you like, before seeking the higher spiritual mysteries. We must understand that the higher we go in consciousness, the deeper we must delve into and transcend ego, shadow, persona to remain in balance, to be truly powerful, authentically powerful. If we go too high in consciousness without balancing our hidden depths, including our own unconsciousness, ego, shadow, persona, then we're unbalanced and potentially dangerous. So why is this so? Well, because we're acting without true awareness of the crucial parts of ourselves that are in our own underworld. Those aspects that are as yet unevolved, such as anger, hatred, fear, lust, jealousy, our fantasies, even our death wishes. All these things that we normally tend to deny and try to keep out of awareness are part of our human nature. And when we begin to reconnect to best self, our job is to integrate and to heal all levels of our experience. And my work is unique because it teaches all of this. It teaches everything we need to know and do and be to become enlightened and authentically powerful in this lifetime, to become whole.
So really, to sum that up, you know, our whole life is to face our shadow side and to transmute all that into what you say is our higher self.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Now you
rather like Darth Vader. He was the greatest ever Jedi warrior.
Yes.
Who fell to darkness and returned to the light. That's wholeness.
Fantastic example. Now, you say that science now establishes that no object or being on Earth is solid, all is vibration, and because energy is responsive to energy, nothing is constantly negative. Is this the key to the change we can create in our lives by changing our thoughts to positive ones?
Yep, that's absolutely true. You're absolutely right. It's a secret, again, of the law of attraction. Like attracts like. Henry Ford said it, if we think we can, we can. If we think we cannot, we're right. Our thoughts and feelings do create our reality. It's as simple as that.
Now, it's interesting, Susie, you say that it's not what other people say and do that hurt or disempowers us. It's our attitudes to what they say or do. Now, does this all relate to the need to blame others for our negative situations in life, perhaps?
If we need to blame someone else for negative situations in our lives, then this is avoiding taking self-responsibility. Ultimately, this is the pattern of the victim, the negative psychological type I call the poor me. And poor me's are always blaming, projecting, and trying to make other people responsible for their problems and inadequacies. And yet victims end up lonely, isolated, unloved, and in pain, because they take personally what others do and say. And this is hell, I'm sure you'll agree. Conversely, if someone is balanced and in what I term victor consciousness, a winner, this psychological type never takes anything personally. Knowing what someone says or does is always about the other person, and always knowing that they are responsible for everything they create in their lives. Can you see how this behavior would make a person emotionally resilient and psychologically clear?
Yeah, of course.
This victor consciousness person is a winner, Amanda? Mm. That's a great question. Thank you.
Now, bless you, Susie. It's now time for a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Susie all about her incredible story of transformation and the reason behind all that she's guided to today, including her teachings through the PSA Life Mastery techniques, which we're going to go into details about. So we'll be back after a short break.
The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 0792004758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
Be responsible. Relax.
Have you ever wanted to know more about angels? Would you like to have a chance to receive guidance from your guardian angels? I'm Romandy Gabler, and on my show, Angelic Bliss, I talk to guests about the angels and other beings. Listeners will have the chance to learn how to connect with their guardian angels and find out more about interesting topics such as the psychic children, fairies, and ascended masters. Each show, callers receive guidance from their angels, and I choose an oracle card for all of the listeners. You'll learn how to connect with the angels and other light beings. So join me on Angelic Bliss, where the angels can make your spirit soar.